Seeing none, let's move into our introit.
Worship this morning is from Micah 6, verse 8. God has told you, O people, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. Let's pray. It is good to be together, God, on these screens with these people.
Together, listening for your voice, united by your Spirit.
In this time of worship, through these songs and scriptures,
tell us about your kingdom of kindness so that we can see it.
Show us your justice.
We want to walk with you
humbly, closely, daily.
God's love has been poured into our hearts through the gift of the Holy Spirit. The proof of God's amazing love is this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Because we have faith in him, we dare to approach God with confidence. Confident in God's grace, let us confess our sin before God and one another.
Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you
with our whole heart and soul and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us amend what we are and direct what we shall be, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways.
To the glory of your
holy name.
Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Thanks be to God.
City of men.
Thanks so much. So what we're doing this week, instead of a normal sermon, this is the music special. And so we're going to highlight some of the wonderfully talented musicians we have in our church. And then we're going to mix that up with the scripture reading. So we'll have a scripture reading and then a special song, scripture reading, special song, scripture reading, special song, just so you know kind of what's coming.
Our first lesson is from Psalms 46, verses 1 through 5. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her, she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Thank you, Miss Mary. Our second lesson is from Isaiah chapter 41, verses 9 through 13. I took you from the ends of the earth. From its farthest corners, I called you. I said, you are my servant. I have chosen you and have not rejected you. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
When I am alone and think I can't go on, I know that you are with me. And when I am afraid and everything is wrong, I know that you are with me. And when the world has taken all it can, and I know there's not much left of me, I can hear your voice crying in my soul, and I know that you are with me. And when the world has given all it can, and my heart is filled only with joy, I can hear your voice singing in my soul, and I know that you are with me. And when I hide myself away from you, and I keep these gifts you gave inside, I can hear your voice calling to my soul, and I know that you forgive me. I can hear your voice singing in my soul, and I know that you believe in me.
Our third lesson is from Psalm 96, verses 1 through 4. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise.
Thank you. songs of gladness I will sing Jehovah's praises upon a 10-string psaltery. Every day will I extol thee and will bless thy holy name. I will bless thy holy name. Great is God and great his mercy. Who shall tell of all his greatness? Who shall his power declare? My song shall be of praise and honor and of thy wondrous acts.
Amen. Thank you all for that. Friends, join me in our affirmation of faith, which is the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Just a reminder here before we get into our offertory that there's a lot of different ways now to give to the church virtually or online or just through snail mail or things like that. And we still have a lot of expenses. So I would definitely encourage everybody to find the right way for you all to continue to give your times and your talents and your offerings to church. Now we'll go to Mary with our offertory.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. For prayers of the people, we saw on our bulletin it has the prayers from last week. Certainly happy to see Jean is able to make it with us here at service today. What else do we have to pray? None. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to meet together. We thank you for the talent we have in our church and their willingness to help us worship. Thank you for everything that you've given us in our lives. Please remember these needs, our prayer requests, for healing and for safe travels and for loved ones, for adjustments in life. All of these things, Lord, we need your help with them. We ask you to remember us during this. We ask you to remember and for Wade and his family for safe travels. Just to all the prayer requests that was not spoken today, all of our friends and our family, Lord. Even in this time of when we're apart, remember that we're still together as a family, and we look to you for answers and for help always. And then we'll end with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.
Friends, a word about today's charge and benediction. The benediction and the benediction response are going to kind of be melded together. We are using a piece from the Broadway musical Dear Evan Hansen called You Will Be Found, and the charge and benediction will take place in the middle of this number. So it's a little different than you're used to, so be ready for the benediction.
Thank you. Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand. And oh, someone will come running. And I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found.
Paul tells us that in all these things we win a sweeping victory through the one who loves us. I'm convinced that nothing can separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not death or life, not angels or rulers, not present things or future things, not present things or powers, height or depth, or any other thing that is created. There's a place where you don't have to feel unknown. And every time that you cry out, you're a little less alone.
If you only say,
from across the silence, your voice is heard.
Someone will come running.
Friends, today we have heard the word through speech and through song. We have heard God's promises over and over and over again. As we go from this worship service, let us remember that we are not alone. We are never alone, because we go always and everywhere in the name of the triune God, who comes to us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. You will be found.
Out of the shadow, the morning is breaking. And all is new, filling up the empty, and suddenly I see that all is new, all is new.
You are not alone, 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 you are not alone. You are not alone, you are not alone.
Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need someone to carry you, when you're broken on the ground,
you will be found.
So let the sun come streaming in,
cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again.
If you only look around,
the dark comes crashing through, you will be found. You will be found. You will be found. You will be found.
Alrighty, that brings us into fellowship time, I guess. Everybody should be able to unmute themselves.
So thank you, Chris, and family and everyone for putting that together for the last two Sundays. It's been wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to do it.